Good morning. Financial advisors say MLDs emerge good choice for debt investors. Top fund manager says big market correction is imminent. Advisors say stocks pricey, stagger investment in mid-cap funds. And Kamal Hassan firm gets issuer not cooperating rating from CRISIL. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The Lal Street looked headed for a major correction on Tuesday as Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded with a sharp cut. Asian stocks slid after a technology stocks-led tumble on Wall Street overnight as surging commodity prices stoked concerns about inflation. On Wall Street, the Nasdaq Composite Index dropped 2.6% to post its worst day since March, as technology stocks came under heavy selling pressure, with traders rotating away from high-growth stocks that could be impacted by rising inflation. The US dollar paired a decline. In commodities, oil retreated as traders monitored the worsening fallout from the closure of the largest US oil producer's pipeline, but gold traded little changed at $1,837 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. While debt returns have been rather depressed, with rates plunging to record lows, some financial planners are recommending MLDs or market-linked debentures, a product being offered by the likes of Piramal Finance, Shriram Transport Finance, TPG-backed Five Star Financial, and the IIFL Group. This instrument offers indicative yields ranging from 7.2% to 9.1%, annualized for about 18 to 12-month maturities, according to dealers. A top Indian equity fund manager is warning of a sharp market correction, saying that investors in India's $2.8 trillion equity market are underestimating the economic impact from the world's worst coronavirus outbreak. The second wave will delay any recovery and could trigger a correction in stocks, said Sameer Rach, who manages assets worth 13,000 crore rupees at Nippon India Mutual Fund. He said recent gains in stocks have been driven by a huge amount of liquidity and the market is completely ignoring the current situation. Investment advisors are asking mutual fund investors to put money in mid-cap funds in a staggered manner over the next few months. After outperforming blue chips so far this year, valuations of mid-cap stocks are not cheap. Yet there could be room for more upsides. Mid-cap products run by Axis Mutual, Motilal Oswal, Union and Invesco are the top picks of investors. About a dozen domestic companies witnessed simultaneous increase in holdings by promoters, domestic mutual funds, as well as foreign portfolio investors during the March quarter, drawing investors' attention to these stocks. Promoters or insiders raising their holdings in companies is usually considered a reliable indicator of the prospects of the company and its shares. And when large institutional investors follow suit, the bullish signals only get stronger. This is exactly what has happened in these stocks to draw bigger investor attention. As lockdowns and mobility restrictions made a comeback across the country due to a massive surge in COVID cases, the auto industry saw sales at retail points in April slip by 28% month-on-month compared with their March numbers. No comparison has been made to sales recorded in the same month last year, as the country was under a complete shutdown then, after the outbreak of the coronavirus, which saw all auto companies announce zero sales. And lastly, CRISIL has announced a rating of B+ stable, issuer not cooperating, on the long-term bank facilities of Kamal Hassan, a proprietary firm of the eponymous actor-turned-politician. The rating agency, which rated him for a loan taken earlier at B+ or stable in January last year, said Monday's move was due to inadequate information and lack of management cooperation from the company. This non-cooperation has restricted CRISIL's ability to take a forward-looking view on the entity's credit quality. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. JSPL has made a payment of 2,462 crore rupees to its term lenders, a move in line with its long-stated financial strategy of debt reduction and strengthening its balance sheet with the optimum capital mix. IndiGo's board has approved fundraising of up to 3,000 crore rupees through a qualified institutional placement of shares. PNB is looking to raise up to 1,1800 crore rupees by selling shares to institutional investors, about 44% of its targeted fundraising announced earlier. Indian Oil Corporation has reduced the throughput of MEG at its Panipat refinery to maximize supply of medical-grade oxygen to hospitals in Delhi and other states. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!